Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, business decision makers require information in their hands in as close to real time as possible, while AI and analytics technologies allow us to make better sense and better use of data. Data momentum is often unnecessarily slowed in today's IT environments of complex digital initiatives and voluminous data from multiple sources. Data visualization providers like Denodo Technologies offer a winning formula to unlock the potential of data across the broadest range of enterprise, cloud, big data, and unstructured data sources. Joining us today is Angel Vinha, CEO and founder of Denodo Technologies, leader in enterprise data visualization software. Angel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So why will the 20s be the data decade? I sort of felt the 10s were already. What was lacking in the 10s then?
Well, the main reason is that, you know, companies are understanding better the implications of good use of data for making business decisions.
Mm, I think the 10s was more like, we know data's there, we don't know what to do with it. It's data everywhere. What should I do?
We have definitely, you know, companies now that are very good examples of how a business can be more successful by tapping into more data sources. With using
more data, Angel?
There's a lot, yeah. But I mean, the important thing is how much of that is right there you can use and you make relevant for your business decisions.
Yeah. And how to use it, right?
And how to use it.
The evolving nature of data management. Let's talk about that then. Challenges across industries to do that.
The challenge is bring the data to the business users. Make the data available for use. Usage is the big word. In the past, perhaps the focus has been a lot on technology, on storage, on data ingestion. I think that in the 20s, the main work will be usage. And we are seeing companies naming their top executives vice president of data consumption or chief data officer or chief data governance officer. Those are the roles, the new roles in the 20s that will move to the top, you know, importance for building a strategic business.
Where will data analytics fit into all that? Because once you have it, before you can use it, you need to understand it.
Absolutely. Mm. And that the first thing is make the data available. Then you need to analyze the data. Mm. So we are very much on the data side, you know, preparing the data for usage. But on top of us, I mean, some other tools do the analytics. And that piece is also becoming very strategic.
Mm. So how well placed are businesses today, just at the beginning of the 20s, to embrace this way of doing things, knowing that the importance of data in this decade?
I think this will be like another revolution. I mean, some businesses will embrace it early and they will improve and survive and grow. Some others, you know, that are not taking the right decisions to tap into all this new source for prime material for, you know, having and building a better business, they will lose the wave of modernity and they will stack. I mean, and they won't develop.
Mm. Are you seeing companies more aware of how important it is?
Absolutely. Okay. Many, in all verticals. Let's pick one of our last customers. It's in not a sector which is, or you categorize as data heavy. It's mining. Heavy machinery.
What sort of mining? Coal mining, whatever, raw materials mining?
You will be surprised how these companies are really taking advantage of these new data technologies to get competitive advantages over other companies or to grow the business in different ways. I mean, not necessarily the traditional path, you know, that they have taken, you know, for many years.
We're speaking with Angel Vinha, CEO and founder of Denodo Technologies here on Mind Your Business. Tell us more about the importance of data visualization, the role it'll play in modernizing data management processes, Angel.
Well, what we bring to the table is the capability to unify silos of data and be able to, in a very short period of time, with a much better time to market, put that data in the hands of the business users.
Mm. The vision of Denodo Technologies then here in Singapore and APEC in the next 5 years?
Well, we have unique capabilities, again, for managing all these data assets, you know, that an organization has. This is a problem that is universal. We landed here in Singapore 3 years ago. We've been very successful starting the company, developing the company in these 3 years from Singapore to all APEC. We have right now offices in Japan, offices in China, offices in Australia, offices in India. Our headquarters for APAC are here in Singapore, and we think that, you know, this market has a lot of potential, you know, to be at the same level and perfectly comparable, you know, to Europe and North America.
And how suitable are Denodo's solutions and offerings for businesses, especially smaller businesses who don't have deeper pockets?
Right now, we're focusing in the large corporations and government for one reason. Those are the ones with that
the most
they manage
data.
Exactly. Bigger number of data assets, bigger sets of data. But we very soon, I mean, we are already, you know, in cloud marketplaces with an offering that is most suitable for small and medium enterprises. And definitely in the future, there'll be more on that side because, I mean, the main challenge for SMBs is to find expertise to manage the servers, the technology, and that requires, you know, our involvement and the involvement of our partner ecosystem in helping them solve that problem.
So tech skills, still a big problem, the lack of tech talent, you reckon?
Lacking all new technologies?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How is Denodo tackling this, though?
Well, there's a big effort in the company for enabling teams in customers, for enabling partners. I mean, we are working already with local companies in every country, not just here in Singapore, also in Indonesia, in Malaysia, in Vietnam, you know, in Philippines, in enabling groups that can be, you know, at the leading edge, you know, introducing the technology in the market.
So how far along, though, does a company need to be on this digitalization journey before they can, say, utilize Denodo's solutions? Do you also help them along on that process?
There's a journey, but, I mean, they should start as soon as possible. There's no data strategy without the right data tools.
So and you could even help, say, a company that has zero digital footprint. Yeah.
The problem of integrating dispersed heterogeneous data never fades away. It's present everywhere. Find a business guy that tells you that, you know, I don't have any problem accessing data.
Or liar.
Absolutely. So that's the fundamental basic problem that we address. And to solve the problem, unique capabilities. We have those unique capabilities in our technology.
Angel, on a personal level, how have you kept up with technology and what's happening in the world and the pace of change? Because when we were children, we had to go to the library to research for school projects. The newspaper was thrown at our door. Now everything is online. Everything is digital.
True. I mean, things move faster. You know, I remember when I did my PhD, I had to request, you know, papers from researchers, you know,
some archive somewhere,
foreign universities, and wait 3 or 4 weeks for the research paper to come back.
Okay.
Today, you know, you can go online and search, boom, and
it's immediate. It pops up, yes.
Immediate. This is something that is impacting businesses everywhere. The ones that will adapt to that, you know, will survive, and the other ones will stay, you know, and will fade. I think it's very, very important, you know, and I think it's, I'm not discovering anything new, that everyone with business responsibility in government, in health, in an organization that depends on whatever, the government, in commercial institutions, it's very important that they understand that time to market matters, and IT should not be a barrier to really bring the right information that you need to make the right decisions. In my case, first, I mean, we are heavy consumers of our own technology. We can show that. In fact, I mean, we showcase that, you know, to new prospects. I mean, we really firmly believe, you know, that.
So you better know your stuff, right, if you're going to try and sell it to somebody.
Absolutely. That's the main thing. I mean, you need tools. I mean, is the only way that you can really address this issue is having at your fingertips the right tools. And that makes a difference. You know, we always start our pitch to customers, telling them we have unique capabilities that you don't have today. And we try to first visualize that. Because, I mean, you find many people that may think, I'm using the latest technology. I already have everything. No, Denodo has unique capabilities that we can show you. You don't have in your technology stack. If you have that, then you can address this problem of accessing data, you know, in a much better way, faster way, you know, to keep up, you know, with the demands that the business has today.
As CEO and founder of Denodo Technologies, what keeps you up at night? Fear that it'll always be evolving and then your solutions might become obsolete.
True, but we just turned 20. This was
happy birthday.
The most important thing is that, I mean, we are at the core of the strategic decisions in almost companies in all verticals, you know, big corporations in different parts of the planet with big challenges that, you know, at the very end, there's something in that in those challenges, which is about information and data. And the discussions that we have with all these corporations are very sophisticated. They enrich a lot, you know, what we know about their businesses and the implications that the technology has in building that efficiency in their business. That's very rewarding. I mean, when you are, you know, helping healthcare companies to improve their service to customers, or you improve the way governments implement security measures, you know, in different countries, or you are, you know, in an oil and gas company, you know, helping them to evolve into less polluted ways of using energy, you know, there's always, you know, value implications in society, you know, that matter a lot, you know, that rewards you at the end of the day. You close the day saying, well, I did something impactful today. I feel
changed
like
the world in some small way, right?
Exactly. And that's something that I would say everyone in your company at Denodo feels at the end of every day.
Angel Vinha, CEO and founder of Denodo Technologies, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.